Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering, which can be found at stutterrockstar.com. And it's also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the privilege and opportunity to talk to yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I want to say hello to Heidi. Hey, how's it going today?
Hey, Pam. I am doing really well. I'm a little nervous about the interview. But yeah, I'm really excited. I hope that, you know, people who are listening to this can realize that they are not alone, and that there are plenty of people who know what they're going through.
So. Oh, super! I'm excited to have you as a guest as well. And there's nothing to be nervous about. This is just a conversation. Think of it like we're getting to know each other, and that other people are just listening in.
All right.
So to get started, could you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from and how old you are and what you do to keep busy.
Okay, sure. As you said, my name is Heidi Reynolds. I live in Panama City, Florida. I am 23. I work full time as a nanny to two babies. They are a year old, and I love them so much. I am also in school to be a speech language pathologist. I want to get my doctorate so that I can research stuttering. And I also want to teach as well. So those are all, that's me basically in a nutshell.
Wow, you got a lot on your plate. You're really busy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How did you come to be a nanny?
Well, I used to work at my church. And I became really good friends with the children's minister, and her sister was about to give birth, and she asked me if I would be her nanny. And I was like, of course. So I love kids. I've worked with them since I was maybe 18. So I hope to continue to work with kids in a therapy setting. So.
Oh, awesome, awesome! And you said that they're babies. How old are they?
They are a year old now. Mm-hmm. They grew up so fast.
Yeah.
I actually met them when they were only a month and a half or so.
Okay.
So they were just these little bitty things, and now they're big babies. So
are they twins?
Yes, twins. It's a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. They are just my heart.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting to be able to do what you love to do and get paid for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And where are you going to college?
Well, right now, I am finishing up my bachelor's online at Utah State. And then I applied to USF and FAU for grad school. So I should be hearing back within about 2 weeks or so. So I'm nervous about that, but I hope it works out.
Yeah. Now, both of them are in Florida, right?
Yes, both mm-hmm. are here. I really wanted to leave the state, but it's really expensive. So I was like, I guess I'll stay here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you that you've got good news coming soon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I definitely
think so. So, tell us, how long have you been stuttering?
My mom and dad say that I started when I was about 5 years old, and I've noticed that as I get older, it it's worse, which is the opposite of what it normally is. So I'm not sure if I have just gotten used to it or not, but yeah, just as I age, I guess I get too comfortable, and I don't use the tools that I have learned. but yeah, I mean, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, you know, this is who I am, and this is how I talk. And that's that, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you did speech therapy, obviously, if you're talking about tools that you learned.
Yeah, I did some when I was in elementary school, but that didn't really help much. And then I did it again when I was about 14. But my speech therapist moved away. So I didn't really get a whole lot of time with her. But yeah, I mean, I know that I should use the easy onsets, you know, all these things that we all have heard about. But a lot of the time, I'm just like, you know, I just want to just say what I want to say, how I want to say it. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to talk.
And totally relate to what you were saying about not using the tools, because for me, I had speech therapy too. I always felt like it was too much effort to think about the tools, and it got in the way of what I wanted to say.
Right.
Is that kind of what you mean?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's like, I just want to open my mouth and just say what I want to say and not have to think, oh, I have to use my easy onsets, or, oh, I have to, you know, I just want to talk. So, you know, and yes, it is harder to talk when I don't use the easy onsets. But, you know, I guess I've gotten to the point where I'm just like, yeah, this is me. And that's just how I am. So, mm-hmm. And I am fine with how I am. So,
well, that's what's most important.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right. Now, are other people fine with your speech?
Well. not always. I definitely feel like when I am trying to talk to a friend that they have a hard time listening, and I have felt a lot of guilt. You know, it's like I feel like I put a lot of stress on them. So it's like, you know, I have to balance, you know, I have to balance accepting who I am and, you know, not wanting to put stress on those who are listening to me. So it's definitely hard, and then there are those who will Make fun of me or whatever, but you know, I don't pay any mind to them, but you know, through through the NSA, I have met, you know, so many friends who don't mind how long it takes me to say what I want to say. And that has made a huge difference in my life. So yeah, they have helped me be fine with who I am. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great. It sounds like you're really on a path of acceptance.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like at 23, you're on that path a lot sooner than many people who stutter get on that path. So
well, yeah, I mean it's been a really long road. You know, up until just like 2 years ago, I was not fine with who I was. And, you know, it's just you get to the point in your life where you're like, I can either do what I want to do in my life, or I can just let my speech control me. And I was like, you know what? I just want to do what I want to do. And that's when I realized that I wanted to go into speech language pathology, and that has changed my whole life. Mm-hmm. You know, my whole life is all about my speech, and it has definitely helped me. So.
Mm-hmm. Did you let the grad schools that you applied to, did you let them know that you stutter?
Absolutely. You know, when you when you apply to grad school, you have to write an essay about why you want to go into that field, and why you chose school, and so on. And so I wrote about, you know, I want to go into his field because I stutter, and it has made me want to help others. And I know that when a speech therapist doesn't know how to treat cluttering. It makes you not want to go to therapy. And I know that I have experienced therapists who don't know what they are doing, and you know, it doesn't help. So I feel like since I have experience with stuttering, then I can help others with their own speech. So that's kind of why, or that's what I wrote about. So yeah, they know. that's like that's the whole reason why I'm even going to grad school. So.
Now you mentioned earlier, sometimes feeling guilty when you're talking to somebody who may be having a hard time listening. Do you think that might come up in grad school, like with professors or with classmates?
Well, yes and no. As I said, you know, right now I am very nervous, which is making my speech really bad. it's normally not as bad. No, I think, that's a hard one. I think that once I am in the field and I know that is where I belong, it's going to be a lot easier to talk to classmates and teachers. I also have a speakeasy, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but it's a device that goes in your ear, and it makes your voice sound as if someone else is speaking with you, which helps you speak more fluently. And I'm obviously not hearing it right now, I feel like that is going to really help me as far as school goes, and as far as a career. And you know, it also, it just, it, t- It just takes being confident in who you are and why you are here. And I feel like I know why I am here now.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the record, let me just say that you sound really confident as we're chatting. And
oh, thank you.
Yeah. And you said that you were, you know, nervous. You said that at the beginning, and then you said moment ago, but it's not showing at all. I mean, you're communicating really smoothly, and you're stuttering. We're both stuttering, but you're conveying your message, and that's what's important. And you said that you're stuttering worse than usual. I think you're stuttering really well.
Oh, thank you. I love that. Oh my gosh. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should never say that we're stuttering badly. We should say we're stuttering well. And you're right. You stutter great.
That is absolutely right. I love that. I love that. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's what helps to turn things around into a positive frame of reference. And when I'm a firm believer in doing that whenever possible, because if you can turn things around and think about it positively, then whatever it is that we're doing usually turns out positively, and that applies to our speech too.
Absolutely. That is a great way of putting that. I love that. I stutter amazingly.
Well, yes, you should tell yourself and tell others that all the time.
I will, most definitely.
Yeah. So just to kind of wind down, I had a quick question. You mentioned that you met other people who stutter in the NSA. What's your involvement in the National Stuttering Association?
Well, I found them online, probably about 2 years ago, and maybe 2.5 years ago or so. And I noticed that they had chapters, and I noticed that they're isn't one here in Panama City. So I emailed them and I was like, listen, I want to start one here. And so I started one here probably about a year ago, and I did a lot of advertising, and I didn't get any response. So I think I'm the only one here who's stutters.
I doubt that.
That's sad, but I'm pretty sure I'm the only one here.
Well, you need to.
Then I read about the annual conference. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go. And that was really the first time that I had really been around other people who stutter. And it was amazing. It was absolutely, you know, once I got home, it was weird to hear people who don't stutter. And you know, it changed my whole view on how I talk. And I can't wait for this year. So.
Oh, I was just going to ask if you're going to go this year.
Absolutely. I was like, there's no way that I can miss out. On this, you know, it's it will change your whole life, and everyone there, they want to talk to you, and when I first heard someone else get stuck on their own name, I was like, this is where I was meant to be. It's amazing. Amazing. It's like, now I know that I'm not only one. And that means everything to me. So.
Yeah, that's a huge feeling. And it's just, it's huge to experience that. And I hope people that are listening to this conversation hear that and realize the power of meeting other people who stutter.
Absolutely. It's like, you know, and you make an instant connection, and it's more than anyone else you'll ever meet, because you have finally found someone who understands you, and it feels amazing.
Yeah. Feels really,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, listen, Heidi, I can't believe our time is almost over. I feel like we could chat forever. But I want to say thank you so much for being a guest on the show today, and for sharing parts of your story.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to meeting you in real time in the at the conference in Baltimore.
Yay! Can't wait.
Me either. It's only 10 weeks away.
Ah, so exciting.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you then.
Thank you, Pam. Appreciate it.
All right. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.
Namana.